Hi there, Samantha. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Tara wanted me to get on the line here, of course, to get you the details and the accurate pricing, answer any questions you have. Also, though, to apply a reduced rate for your new business. Happy Thursday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Not bad. How about yours?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Thank you very much for asking. Samantha, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And Tara says a 50-mile service area, you're comfortable with that. So this would include both local search engine optimization so that your business appears as a top option in that local pack or the map that pops up near the top of the page. You would also have paid Google ads that run above the map at the very top of the page. That's going to get you found very quickly throughout that 50-mile service area. Now, everything we do is a fixed flat rate. You're not going to pay for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. The calls, though, will come directly to you. There's no third party involved. Living, breathing human beings who need plumbing services going on to Google or Bing on their smartphone, tablet, laptop, PC, any thing that accesses the internet, even vehicles with internet access, voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, of course, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone. When someone is looking for plumbing or heating or HVAC or toilet installation, whatever they're looking for, you're not going to be limited by those searches. But when they see your company as a top option, the people that call you are calling you directly and calling you specifically, calling you even after seeing your website. So at that point, they're really hoping that you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, they do want to hire you. Both residential and commercial clients will be calling you directly. Now, of course, it's not just Google. To get you found on the search engines, Google and Bing will create the content that those search engines look for, index, and ultimately do use to determine what businesses they display on that first page. Even as a brand new company, you can compete with the bigger companies, the more established businesses, Samantha. The companies on that first page are just there because they have more content online relating to that particular search than their competitors have. So we'll actually create almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of them talking about your services, your service area, linking back to your website. You already have one of them. I saw a Yelp listing that Tara attached here. If you didn't already have one, we would have created one for you. But Facebook, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, like I said, known to the public or unknown, almost 70 different directories, all of them equally important to the search engines. And that's what's going to get you in that local map or the pack result. Now, your website will also be attached to the paid Google ads, and it is a flat rate. Month to month, no contract. You are very new as a business, so you certainly qualify for what we call a new or newer business rate. It is a fixed flat rate. It's not an introductory rate that will later go up on you. It's more of an assistance program, really, if you will, just kind of to make it more affordable for younger businesses, because we know that while it is a month-to-month service, Samantha, our clients stay with it long-term. I mean, it's profitable to be on that first page and keep getting phone calls. So as a young business, for this particular listing, I'd actually be willing to reduce the rate by a little bit over 50%. It's going to save you exactly $300 every single month that you choose to use the service, and it would bring your rate down from what would normally be $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299. The Google paid ads are included, and that is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's still that flat rate. Now, I'm sure that's something that you would want for your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. I mean, Google it, right? It's what we say, and it's what we do, and it's where we go when we don't know who to call, which for many of us, for a lot of the services that we need, we don't know who to call. And, you know, nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. Nobody uses the yellow pages. We just jump on a smartphone or hop on a computer and we type into Google a couple of keywords And we're going to call someone off of what we see on that first page. You know, it's that old football adage. On any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. Of course, the playing field here is the first page of Google. And once you're on that first page, you can get those phone calls. You can be the guy that wins, right? But most consumers don't go past that first page. So I'm looking at your website right now. I like the look of it, that Wix site that is Google compliant. We can certainly promote that existing website. And that's really what a website needs. Like I said, it needs to kind of be cross-referenced and backlinked to the content that Google wants to see and needs to see to have you outranking your competitors. I mean, most websites are not on that first page, and since most consumers don't go past the first page, unfortunately for most business owners, their websites function a little bit like a billboard on a dirt road. I mean, it's there, but if people don't see it, it's kind of hard for them to call you. But our job would be, of course, to put that website front and center right on that local map on that first page and the Google Ads as well. Now, you will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll even know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, or individual directories. And Samantha, did you have any questions for me at this point?
So I got a call from, I'm assuming the same company, the other day, and they said that it would be like It was like a $50 startup fee, and then it was one fee per month.
Okay. So that wasn't our company, and I'm not surprised that the calls are coming through because this position is available. There's a lot of companies out there, and they're all claiming to provide first-page placement. For that rate, it was probably a Google reseller. While it does sound fairly similar, what they really are only talking about doing is getting your business verified and recognized as an option. But it's not the content necessary to get you on the first page, even in the local map. And certainly it would not include paid ads. And you really would need paid Google ads for a 50-mile service area. Big cities and small, without those Google ads, it'd be pretty impossible to show up even beyond Hillsboro. Let me do this for you because I want you to kind of see what we're talking about here. And your success online really is dependent on who you work with. And I've been with this company myself for almost 9 years. As a business, though, we've been around since 2004. So for 17 years, we've been a top SEO company. And we are, in fact, Google Premier Partners. I just sent to you, it's an SMS message through the computer, but it works just like a text message. Our pricing page, localsplash.com/pricing. And if you can put me on speakerphone and maybe open that up at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Samantha, are you able to see that?
I haven't gotten an email yet.
It's a text message.
What phone number did you send it to?
The one that we're speaking on, the 603-464-2093. Is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text?
Nope, that's our office phone.
That's your office landline. Okay, so that's not going to work. Did you have a smartphone on you? Could I send it to a different number?
Sure, so 603.
Okay, let me fix that real quick. You said 603.
Yeah. 831.
Okay.
2319.
2319. So 603-831-2319. Okay, give me just a second to update that in our system, and then I can send that text message out to you.
Okay, and obviously, if, like, we go forward with this, like, we want people to call our office phone and not my phone.
Of course. Yeah, I'm just trying to get this text message out to you. But the cell phone that you just gave me, that's a good number for us to use to contact you internally, but not to promote for the business, right?
I'd prefer if you called the landline.
The business number? Yeah, sure. Okay. So for contacting you and for promoting for the company, the 603-464-2093. Did you receive the text message, though, to the other number?
I did. So
you did.
Take control of your online presence.
Yes, exactly. So you are going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. One of the things I did not mention is that you'll be able to kind of monitor and keep track of your reviews. There's a separate review tab, and you will have reviews. I mean, you'll have reviews on a number of platforms. Like I said, we're creating almost 70 different directories, and almost 80% of them will allow someone to write a review. So you'll have reviews on, of course, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, Google, and Bing. Wherever those reviews originally populate, they will also repopulate on your tracking and your reporting. So you can request reviews, respond to reviews, kind of maintain and manage your online reputation. Like I said, we've been around since 2004 for 17 years. 4.9 out of 5 star average client satisfaction rating. Obviously, it is a month-to-month service, so we have to get your phone ringing, keep it ringing, and earn your business 1 month at a time. You scroll down a little bit where it says Google Ads Partner. The colorful and recognizable Google logo is in a box that says Google Premier Partner. That is not just copy and pasted off of the internet, Samantha. Quite frankly, anybody could do that. But that is our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. You can click right on that box, and it does go directly to Google.com. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. In fact, we are Premier Partners, and that's important for you. There's only 8 Google Premier Partners in the country, and there's just 41 of us worldwide. And it is only with the Google Premier Partners that Google charges our companies, not our clients, for the individual clicks to the paid ad campaign. Of course, the paid ads are a critical component to getting you found beyond a 20-mile radius, and certainly up to 50 miles, we can do that quite easily with the Google ads. So our responsibility really is as much to Google as it is to you, to make sure that your phone is ringing, make sure you're profitable, make sure that you choose to use the service, because obviously it is month to month, and as long as you're making money, that's good for you. And as long as you choose to use the service, Samantha, Google is going to charge my company for those individual clicks. Now, of course, they want us to be successful. They want our clients to be successful. We get our training and our updates directly from Google, whether it's additional tools and techniques that our trained and certified agents who would be managing your Google ad campaign can employ to get you a higher return on investment. Phrase match, broad match, exact match, negative keywords, site extensions to your website, all of that gets you a higher ad rank, a higher quality score, which means a lower cost per click and a higher return on investment. We also get the updates to the local map or the PAC algorithm if they want us to create additional directories or no longer create certain directories. We're always in that conversation and ahead of the curve to keep you on that first page. Now, just below that is where it says Essential, Pro, and Platinum. And while we are talking about $299, it is not for the Essential package. Like I said, that's a 50% reduction in the cost of the Platinum package. That's the strongest programming that anyone can have. It does include the Google advertising on there, which is the paid ad campaign. Like I said, without the Google ads, you'd be looking at best about a 20-mile service area. So we could do 50% off of any package. I wouldn't recommend the Essential package, though. That's really just for like a brick-and-mortar location where people come to you, and even at that, probably a rural area. But for any service-based business going out to the customer, you need at least the Pro package. Excuse me. But if you're looking for something cost-effective or something a little more budget-friendly, we could do a 50% reduction off of the Pro package. But like I said, you'd be looking at about a 20-mile radius. If I could ask you on that previous phone call with the reduced price for the inferior product, I would say, what held you back from moving forward with that company?
I just wanted to do some research into it and make
sure.
Sure. And then
yeah.
I talked to Rick, my partner, and we decided, because we've talked about doing radio advertisement and.
Well,
we're just starting out, we want to make sure that if we're.
You want your advertising dollars to go to a return on investment. I mean, it's not the investment part of that, although obviously for a young business, what you're spending on advertising is critically important, but even more important is what you're making back, the return on investment. Radio ads are great, but the problem with radio ads is they don't always reach the person who needs your services, and the people that it reaches might not be looking for a plumber at that moment. They might not have a pen handy. But everyone knows that when they need a service, they can just grab their smartphone out of their pocket or out of their purse and do a quick search. You know, Google is where we go when we don't know who to call, and it's definitely where people go these days to find the service they need. You know, 20, 30 years ago, all we really had was the yellow pages, and, you know, smart business owners back then were all AA this or AAA that. It put them at the beginning of the alphabet. They got more phone calls for that reason. It almost works the same way, except Google doesn't index by the alphabet. Like I said, they look for the companies that have the most verifiable content relating to that search. But it still works the same way in that the company that we call, the company that answers the phone, is available to do the job and has a fair price is the company that we hire. It's just that now people make that search off of Google or off of Bing. Now, one thing I'd be willing to do here, really because you're a young company, that $299 setup fee, you know, that's there to offset the cost of creating the content, all of the different directories that we have to create, make sure any information that's already there is correct and accurate, and to fix it if it is not. Of course, the client interview and things like that and all the content creation. I'd be happy enough to waive your setup fee just as an opportunity to make this even more affordable for you and for the chance to earn your business and prove it to you 1 month at a time. Keep in mind you are going to get that detailed reporting and tracking system. So $599 with a $299 setup fee, if you add that up, that's $898. The reason that it's listed on our website that way is that what we'll spend on the Platinum package. And maybe a little less. You have a website. We don't have to create that landing page for you. But the time, the resources, and in many cases, the direct costs of creating those directories, paying for those Google ads every month, I mean, we are still going to spend about $600 in that first month alone. We'd be looking at half that for you and not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. But like I said, I wouldn't offer it to you if I didn't already know that, well, the company that takes advantage of this opportunity is going to be successful. And especially as a young company, I want to make this affordable for you. And our clients stay with it long term. I've been with the company myself almost 9 years. I've got clients that have been with us or have been with me from the beginning. But as a company, we have clients that have been with us even longer than I have. 10 years, 12 years, 14, 16 years. Like I said, we've been around since 2004. Now, the Google Partnership Program has only been around for a little over 5 years. Local Splash, though, was one of the first companies that Google wanted to partner up with. We'd already been in business for a dozen years, and when Google wanted to find professional management of these types of services, especially paid Google ads, since that's where Google makes the majority of their revenue, Google started looking for companies like Local Splash to partner up with. Now, of course, we started out as a regular partner. Everyone does. But it took us about a year and a quarter to work all the way from regular partner, past channel partner, to now premier partner, which, like I said, is the highest level of partnership that can be achieved. And it is there because of our training, our product knowledge, our certification, our experience. And it is just with the Google Premier Partners that the Google ads are included. I mean, a regular partner, and there's 317 right now, regular partners for Google, they can offer Google ads. They don't always, because they don't have the product knowledge or the ability to manage those effectively, and you'd still have to pay for the clicks anyway, so it could be quite expensive. So I don't know if the company that calls you is even a regular partner for Google at that price, though it sounds more like a Google reseller, and those guys can sell and resell the same service to competing businesses, so it's probably good that you did not go with them. I don't know what your ad budget is, but I know that radio ads are not the cheapest form of advertising, and to be honest with you, in this day and age, they're not really the most effective either. But when you're on that first page of Google getting phone calls, it's a service that I know you're going to stay with for a long time. So if I'm able to waive your setup fee, drop your price from $599 to $299 and keep it there as a fixed flat rate, that's got to be more than fair enough for you to give us the chance to earn your business and prove it to you 1 month at a time, right? Okay. Samantha, I do see the business listed as Local or Local, just the L-O and then the capital C-A-L on one word, basically, plumbing and heating. And is that how you would want the company to be branded online?
Yep, Local Plumbing and Heating.
Gotcha. And then it's Local Plumbing and Heating .biz as the website that you want us to promote. And it seems like the phone number that we're speaking on, or the business line, is the number that you want us to promote for your company, and also the best number for us to reach you, the landline for the business. And then the Local P&H at gmail.com, that's a good email address for us to have on file for you. Okay, perfect. Samantha, what is your last name?
My last name is Whitney.
W-H-I-T-N-E-Y?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when we contact you regarding your account, we do use phone, we use text, we use email, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. But it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information. So a lot of times we'll just be able to call you and send you a quick text message. Do you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you regarding your account?
Email would be best. That's a localpnh@gmail.com.
Okay. So at that that Gmail email preferred. And then I know that you are service-based and you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you first, so there's no physical address that we would be promoting for the business, right?
No, you can just put it as Hillsboro.
At Hillsboro. And Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home. And even if it were a shop or a small office, if you don't see customers coming to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to be able to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do. So they'll just list your city and state, not even the zip code, really, and then certainly not any physical street address. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, Samantha, what I would do at this point would be a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar. I'll schedule a follow-up call from one of our technicians. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's, verify information off of your website, information that I have, make sure that we've got, you know, for example, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. What I would do now would be to read what's called a voice verification. As a Google Premier partner, it's required of us. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is, of course, a month-to-month service, that in this case, we're not only reducing the subscription costs, we're also waiving your setup fee, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay? Give me just a second here, Samantha, to get that set up. Okay. So, Samantha, it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, this time is Whitney, can you please restate the name of your company as you want that to appear online?"
Local Plumbing and Heating, LLC.
Okay. And you want the LLC to be included in the branding of the business? I see it on the website, and you would want that to appear everywhere, the Google listing, all the directories? Okay, let me add that there. And the "and" is A-N-D, the word itself spelled out and not the ampersand or the symbol for the word, right?
It's the letter spelled out.
Gotcha. And that's how I have that. And then, Ms. Whitney, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Samantha Whitney, Office Director.
Okay. And then, Ms. Whitney, as the Office Director of Local Plumbing and Heating, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Samantha, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is, in fact, important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And our job is to make sure that customers are calling you. We specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to emails, phone calls, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Samantha, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct.
of course. It says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate, consistent, Google compliant, et cetera. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, Samantha, we ask that you at least let us know. Ms. Whitney, that's fair enough, right? Okay. Yeah, we're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, with me waiving the one-time setup fee, and, of course, with it being a month-to-month service, Samantha, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving today, will be charged today, the 6th of January, in the very discounted total amount of just $299.00. And that $299 is, again, a fixed flat rate, which means it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever. My company will, in fact, incur the hard costs of running the paid Google ads on behalf of your business, and this does also include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 6th of the month, and that same exact discounted rate of just $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As it is a month-to-month service, Samantha, completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it, too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do ask, Samantha, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Ms. Whitney, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Samantha, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Samantha, what does work best for you? Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's going to be under Ray's name, actually.
Okay. And the last name?
So it's going to be Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
And last name is Roy, R-O-Y.
Okay. Raymond, R-O-Y?
Mm-hmm.
And then you said it was a MasterCard, so that should start with a 5. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
5462.
Mm-hmm.
1902.
Okay.
1988.
Gotcha.
0621.
0 something 21? 0 what?
6.
0621?
Yep.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
723.
7 of 23. And then the last 3 digits on the back of that card?
766.
766. So I've got 766, 766 on the back of the card, and then July or 07 of 2023, the expiration date, and then, Samantha, was the card itself 5461-1902-1988-0621.
Yeah.
And then what is the billing address of that card?
It is 108 Whitney Road. In Hillsboro.
You said 108 Whitney Road?
Yep, like my last name.
Like your last name. And then that's in Hillsboro. And the zip code?
03244.
03244. 244. And do you receive mail there? Is that a business address? I mean, I know we're not promoting anything for the business.
We receive mail at a different location.
Okay, so let me make sure, because Google will want to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and they do prefer the U.S. Postal Service. They will not verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those can, in fact, be rented by someone outside of town, but they do want to make sure that you're an active business in the local area. Now, they're not going to promote any physical address, but where do you receive your mail? Is it still in Hillsborough?
It is. It's 22 Newman Street.
22 Newman Street. Same zip code?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Now, in just about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I got it. Whenever you're ready.
Yeah, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 for client support. And then, Samantha, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7, and if you email them, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is support@localsplash.com, and you are going to receive a confirmation email with all of that information about a minute from our automated system. And you'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, you will also receive a text message with that direct link as well. And then, you know, depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, do just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. And then the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Kind of just those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. It looks like we're a little bit booked out for the morning. There is one available at 4 o'clock. If that does work for you, it will be scheduled from 4 until 5. The call would get to you a few minutes after 4, get you off the phone around 4:30. Would that work out for you this afternoon?
Yep.
Okay. Now, at 3 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that that call itself is scheduled at 4. Like I said, it'll probably get to you just a few minutes after the top of the hour. And I'm going to send you right now a calendar invite. That calendar invite really is more for your records, although you can certainly respond to it if you like. A lot of people do. It just says Local Splash, C-I-I-N-E-N-G, I should say, on there. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Now, did you receive either the text message or the email?
I got both.
You got both. If you open the email, there's, yeah, the text message is really the easiest because it goes directly where we need it to go. If you open up the invoice email, of course, it has your invoice on there and the link to click on the terms and conditions or subscription terms. If you open that up, though, it says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Is that what you see?
Yep.
And then talking about the Google My Business optimization. Now, we're going to mirror the same content on Bing. And, of course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. We don't need to do a landing page. You have a website, but we are going to do the Google Ads, et cetera. But about two-thirds of the way down, if you see where it says SMS communication, now, it does have the mobile number on there, and we would only use that for text messaging, the 603-831-2319. Please leave the box unchecked, though. If you check on it, that's to opt out of SMS or text messages, and we do still want to be able to send those to you, although I do have email preferred as the method of contact whenever possible. And then if you're able to click on the box below that and maybe, I'm not sure if you already are ahead of me. If you see, is it asking you for a username and password already?
Yep.
It is. Okay. Now, the reason it's asking you for that username and password, and don't worry about it, by the way, it's just the automated system thinking that you're trying to log into your tracking and your reporting, because it's the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking, in this case, just slash terms, et cetera. And the system just thinks you're trying to do that right now. In fact, the password has not been generated yet, but the username has. I did send the username out to you in that calendar invite. It is simply the 202093 number, but no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the number itself. And then in a couple of days when your client dashboard is actually fleshed out and there's something you can actually track, that's when we're going to officially send you the username and the default password. You can change that password once you get into the system, though. But other than that, let me be the very first to say welcome aboard. Samantha, I'm pretty excited to get that website where more people can see it, get your phone ringing, and, of course, we're looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that call around 4 o'clock, but it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. I certainly appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks a lot, Samantha. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.